Doris is staying with D-Sys themselves. I'm so sorry that I missed your call, but if you'd leave your name and number, I would love to call you back just as soon as I can. Thank you again for calling, and I'll talk to you soon.
Hi there. This is the dad trying to get a hold of his kids, the husband trying to reconcile with his wife, because I'm in love with you. Seriously in love with you. And I'm a follower of the Lord Jesus Christ. Talked about you a good bit today. I did do about 7 miles today, which was delightful. It took a long time because I stopped on the way back and visit a man that I've known for some years. He has one leg, so he doesn't get around that well. He's about 70, I think. We talked for a long time. But one of the things that I try to demonstrate to him is that he's a human being created in the image of God. He doesn't acknowledge God. Well, actually, he used God, the generic God today, but it was interesting. And we talked a little bit about you. And how much I'm in love with you, and how much I miss you. But I also had email dialogue continued yesterday, day before and yesterday, with my friend Corey in Utah, and also on the same subject with the young lady at Abundant Living here in town that I met face to face. And we've been talking quite seriously, all three of us. We're not, you know, it's two separate conversations, but maybe we'll kind of tie them together, because the objective is to find people to be able to present different sides of a question. For example, the thing we discussed is about perspective on the Trinity, not only from the Christian perspective, a Trinitarian doctrine, but from a Mormon doctrine, which does not subscribe to the Trinity, and from an Islamic doctrine that says, do not say three. I want to be able to present all sides fairly by representatives of those sides. And I'm actually talking to people to do exactly that. So it's no longer just an idea, but I've got people, at least from the other side, interested. And that's a joy. I can't tell you how much of a joy that is. It's a real joy. But anyway, I'd love to share that with you, but you see, the problem is I can contend for the Scripture. People who use the Scripture as their final authority are scared of it and run. That's a heartbreak because they have my wife and children. I've been talking with a few people also. Years ago, I started in 2012. I started a project called, you know, obviously, Shofar. Shofar Leaks. Because it was a different approach using technology to do effectively what WikiLeaks does. And you might have noticed what's happened to individuals involved in that organization. My model wasn't quite right. I did have some dialogues with several people in Europe on it back in 2012 and 2013, but it never gained the traction. And I actually let the domain name go, but because of circumstances over the last few months, I have the domain name back because there's interest. Because you see, living conviction, living in obedience to the Lord has a price. And a lot of people are paying a huge price. And what gets focused on is the distraction. It's the fluff. I highly recommend, I have been chastised a bit because I started with an article, I think it was like 2013, maybe it's 2014, whatever, is Manning the Next McCrory, and that turned into videos. And, you know, I've been called an idiot and things of that nature for my stand, because I take it from a Christian perspective. And I offer grace. Offer grace. What a concept. I ask that you consider it. Dorothy Jane, I love you.